Bears with the football. First and 10 from their own 19. Left hash going right to left. Lead the Browns by 10. This is Trent Edwards on the roll. Dumped it underneath. Intercepted Michael Johnson. 10, 5, touchdown. James Michael Johnson on the pick. And he rolled for the sudden change, INT, for the Browns defense.
Wrapping up the first hour here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Joining us in hour number two, our man Gerard Cherry will be on the phone. But we've got some people, some barks from the dog pound on the phone right now, Notorious.
And before we get to those, I mean, just want to tell you, last night, listening to Michael Reggie there reminded me, too, because he's part of the traveling party for the preseason, because he did the radio, of course,
sure,
at PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Yes, he did.
But the buses, so to picture, after the game at Soldier Field, you know, you do all your locker room stuff. We do our part, everybody's doing their part, packing up, going. Then you get on charter buses, and there's five of them in the preseason because of the larger roster, four regular season road games. And you're assigned to a bus, so we're on our bus, and we're rolling to O'Hare after the game. And I got to tell you, what was insane was, now you get the police escort, so you're getting through all the traffic in the city and everywhere else, and they take you all the way out to the airport. But the Kennedy Expressway, that big ride that you take to O'Hare from downtown Chicago, was jammed long beyond the scope of game traffic. And this is, we're talking midnight or past that. And I couldn't figure it out. Now, there was a little construction there, but there were cars after cars. So the police escort is parting this traffic like parting of the Red Sea. We're going through that. And then our bus driver, because you got cars moved over to the side, literally just driving off the lane of this multi-lane highway, off to the left or to your right, he's pounding on his horn, you know, bah, bah, bah. I mean, he's like nailing the horn. I guess that's the procedure, just to make sure cars know, not as this motorcade is going through,
not to swerve
back in. And one of them almost did, and he did like a maneuver, and I was like, oh god. And then we're just watching this, but this horn was deafening. And of course, by that time of night, everybody had kind of worked, and I'm hearing people joking left and right, saying like, you know, if he hits that horn one more freaking time. I mean, it was just loud. It was very very much for the, because some guys like to, that's a long ride. You're trying to, you know, catch a little nap before you get to the plane.
Sure.
Because it is after midnight, and we're going over there. And then anyway, I couldn't believe why and how much traffic was in that area. It made you appreciate Cleveland, and it made you appreciate police escorts.
Absolutely. I've only had it one time in my life, and that was this year, going to WrestleMania in New York, as I was on the friends and family bus, courtesy of my good pal, The Miz. And it's great. There's nothing better than that. Yeah. Everybody's on the side. They're looking at you. They all want to know what's going on. Who's in that bus? And, you know, in my case, it was me. They probably weren't too excited about that. But in your case, they were like, I put the Notorious VICs in that bus. I heard he was in Chicago. If they were listening to CBD,
sure.
I'm pretty sure they were.
I'm sure they were. But I'm not so sure all the folks that were driving,
I think that's why they were there, just to get a glimpse.
Appreciated the fact that we're barreling through, and they're looking up like, who are these people? Why are they doing this?
Notorious.
Calls. Want to get some calls. Let's go to Kevin in North Olmsted. Kev, what do you got?
Hey, Vic, love the show.
Thank you.
I'm really grateful to have a chance to listen to you, and there's a question that I've been wanting to ask you for a while, because I really do respect your day-in, day-out reporting on this over the last year or so.
I appreciate it.
And that's regarding the tight end. Now, I can certainly align with what Mr. Banner and Coach Chud, et cetera, are trying to do with the tight ends. The one element of all this that has made zero sense to me was not only necessarily giving Jordan Cameron the starting position, but letting go Alex Smith. I know that they want long-term players and people that are going to grow with the team and their ideology, et cetera. But Smith was a very good blocker. And he certainly had developed into a reliable receiver, particularly last year. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like, you know, bringing in Kellen Davis, he's not an improvement. And, you know, maybe Gronk can come on board and help. But I really, the only move that I question out of all of those things that they did in the offseason was not doing something more directly with the tight end. So I'll just hang up and listen to your wisdom from here. But thanks for the show, guys.
Well, I'll try. I hope it's wisdom. Kevin, thank you, though, for the kind words and for the call. You know, my sense is that Kellen Davis, I hear what you're saying about Alex Smith. My sense is that Kellen Davis, in the mind of the hierarchy here, was sort of a replacement for Smith. You're doing that same thing, kind of a blocker guy, not always maybe as physical as his build would suggest he should be. He's a big, thick, muscular guy who you think could just knock people over all the time. I think he's got some good technique, but I think, you know, he could be better, more consistent, and Smith did have that down. And then I think when you look at Gary Barnage,
right,
and presuming he's healthy, you've got sort of a combo, a little bit of an awkward athlete, but a combo of a blocker slash more of a receiver, you know, receiving type tight end, not in any elite class by any means, but solid enough. And then so much of the decision at that position was based upon the faith that Jordan Cameron is the man, is the guy that you want to be the difference maker at the position, more so than Benjamin Watson was, especially the last couple of years as Cameron backed him up. And now we'll see where it goes from here. But his staying healthy, as we discussed earlier, is something you've got to look at and wonder about. Your point about addressing it, would it have been a legitimate area to address more in a bigger way than they did? I'll grant you that, but I thought they had so many other issues, especially when you're rebuilding the front of a new defensive, you know, a defensive conversion. I didn't think you could – that would have been lower on my list of priorities.
And let's be honest, Alex Smith's not going to be a difference maker. If Gary Barnage is competent, no.
It doesn't tilt your team. It doesn't change your team, though.
What changes and tilts the team, as you like to say here, is if Jordan Cameron misses significant time, there is nobody on the roster right now to be a pass-catching tight end. That's the big problem. That's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about who's here to be the blocking tight end and the secondary tight end. In my opinion, that's what I'm the most concerned about. And this was a free agent market that was rich with those guys. I like that Cameron's getting the first shot. I think I would not be surprised if there is kind of a move tight end, a joker tight end, a receiving tight end out there who becomes available that is young and fits the profile, that perhaps the Browns give that a look, because that's the one injury right now. Jordan Cameron, obviously Josh Gordon would devastate the offense. Trent Richardson would devastate the offense. But an injury to Jordan Cameron limits what Rob Chudzinski and Norv Turner like to do, which is get the ball to their tight end out of the slot as much as any team in the NFL.
Yeah, no, there's no question. And we're going to get more calls. We've got some people on the line, and we'll get to you. Be patient with us. 216-578-0850. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with Nathan Zagura right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.